Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. I've got a charge on my account. I'm not sure what this is for.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
43845.
43845, ma'am.
Yes.
Awesome. Your first and thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Catherine Meeks.
Okay, and let's try. Is that spelled M-E-E-K-S?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, let's see if that helps me out. Nothing is wanting to come up. How much have you been charged?
Like $67. What company is this?
All right, yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different online companies, so I'm not sure which one is charging you. I'm trying to look it up now. Did you say that zip code was 49845?
No, 43845.
Okay, because I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't get anything to come up with a zip code. So, are you in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, I did locate an account with your first and last name, but that zip code on it is 49845.
That's incorrect.
Okay, see that? And I thought I was crazy at first. Could you verify? Let's try to verify that street address and see if it even matches.
105 West Russell Avenue.
Okay, I guess we could say it's kind of like that. It's 105 West Russell ABR. In your city and
Nope.
state, please.
West Lafayette, Ohio.
Okay, that shows up, but then it does say 49845.
Like
So
it's 438.
you would have never got, yes, ma'am, so you would have never got this product anyway then. Let's see. I do see it looks like someone ordered a tactical bag, which was shipped to that zip code back on the 1st of November. It's great to take hunting and fishing. I do see it was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership for $67.32. It would get you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store.
Oh, I did not sign up for that.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to find you a fraud supervisor. So you do think this is fraud with on your account, ma'am, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I was going in the right direction.
Yeah, I did not make that purchase, so yes, then it would have to be fraud.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I've requested as a fraud supervisor. First thing I'm going to do is get this account canceled to stop all future charges effective immediately. And then I'm going to
Thank
let
you.
them know. You're welcome. I'm going to let them know everything that's going on in the notes, that the zip codes don't match, and basically, in a roundabout way, the street address doesn't, since it is not absolutely correct either.
Okay.
I'm letting them know that way they'll know exactly what's going on. Okay, I've got that on there. We've got that. We're going to transfer you over once she becomes available, and I'll get you right over to her.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh yeah, I see another charge here for $574 from the same.
Yes, ma'am. That was the shipping and
Oh.
handling.
Okay.
Whoever did this had ordered that tactical bag.
Okay.
Yes, and then the $67.32 was for that shopping membership that
Oh.
somehow this happened. I'm not quite sure. Sorry about that, but we're gonna get you taken care of.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, she said give her just a minute longer and she'll be ready to go.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to Jody now. She'll be right there to help you. Just please remain on the line, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service, transferring you to Jody now. You have a great Sunday.
You too, thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Transferring now.